Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. Thanks for starting your day with us this morning. It's time now for our first look at the commodity markets for today with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest are called mostly steady to weaker today amid expectations of only light to moderate buying interest. Terminals are called mostly steady to weaker with tops from $32 to $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, March 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,580. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 42.25 to 52.03. The weighted average was 49.47, a gain of 48 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.72 to $41. The weighted average was $38.51. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,218. The base price range was $42 to $55.86. The weighted average was $52.64, a gain of 74 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.54 to $40.10, and the weighted average was $37.95. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good Wednesday morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, Dave. Well, it looks like conditions across South America will turn a little bit wetter. Weather systems are expected to behave over the next couple days with some locally heavy rainfall across Brazil. That could be a hindrance to field work if indeed it does produce the locally heavy amounts, but no area will get heavy rain for more than a day or two, and sufficient breaks in the precipitation and lighter rain intensity expected next week should bode pretty well for the advancing field work there. Weather conditions may not be ideal for rapid harvest progress over the next couple weeks, but they will not be bad enough to raise serious concerns over crop conditions or field progress outside of just a few areas. Locally strong thunderstorms did occur in Paraná yesterday with more than 2.5 inches of rain resulting in a small region. Scattered showers elsewhere in Brazil produced up to a half inch of rain, except in central Minas Gerais, where 1.75 inches resulted. Driest conditions occurred from Rio Grande do Sul into Santa Catarina, and from southern Mato Grosso into northern Mato Grosso do Sul to southern Goiás and western Sao Paulo. For Argentina, mostly dry weather yesterday with just a few showers noted in the far northwest. No more than a quarter inch of precipitation resulted there. High temperatures mostly in the 70s and lows mostly 40s and 50s. There has been a little bit of a change over the two-week outlook for Argentina for the middle and latter portions of next week. Reduction in rainfall as one or two systems that were advertised on the models late last week have started to drop off. It does look like thunderstorms Sunday and Monday will be most significant in central and eastern Buenos Aires, with rainfall expected anywhere from a tenth up to 3/4 inch in about 50% of the nation. Another weaker weather system is expected towards the 24th and 25th, with another fair-sized system looking to arrive the 26th and 27th. Bottom line is favorable conditions for most of the nation with timely rain falling to support the late-season crops. Northern Santa Fe is the driest region in the nation, and it may become the driest for a while. Crops elsewhere should benefit from almost ideal subsoil moisture and more timely showers over the next couple weeks. As far as the Midwest, we have at least another dry day for the lower and eastern portion of the area, but rain is looking to increase as we get into the weekend and early next week. Moisture totals from Kansas to Ohio will be anywhere between a half inch to local amounts up to an inch. However, heavier rain possible near and south of the Ohio River. 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected with that system that moves in Friday and into Sunday. And then a Sunday through Tuesday storm system could bring even more precipitation. Rain totals expected to be greatest from southeastern Missouri into Ohio. Another inch to 2 inches expected. Moisture totals elsewhere generally a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with local amounts topping one, maybe up to an inch and a quarter. A worsening flood situation is unfolding across the eastern Midwest, and the situation could become quite serious. Rainfall of a half to 2 inches may occur Friday into Saturday, again near the Ohio River, and amounts early next week increasing over that, and moisture is already falling on top of saturated soil. Many rivers and streams already in flood or very near flood stage, and the two storm systems, if verified, will produce a more serious bout of flooding that could impact farmland and shipping across the region. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This just in from the Associated Press. A top state official in New York says that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer will resign effective Monday after being linked to a prostitution ring. More on that from NPR News at the top of the hour. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Moultrie County Farm Bureau in Sullivan, the meeting getting underway at 6:30. On the panel is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain out of Windsor, and Mike Georgie from Allendale out of Mahomet. That is at the Moultrie County Farm Bureau in Sullivan. The meeting getting underway at 6:30. Bring your agricultural questions. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required, and we hope to see you there. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at $12.67, up six, last trade up three. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at $12, down 40, last trade down 24. July, $11.82 and a quarter, up a half, last trade down 2 and a quarter. March corn opened up $5.59 and a half, down 4 and a half, last trade down 13. July, $5.82, down 2 and a half. Last trade down 4 3/4. December, $5.84, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 5. March beans opened at $13.77 and a quarter, down 15 1/4. Last trade down 22 1/2. July, $14.18 and 3/4, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 10 1/4. November opened at $13.11, down 4 1/4. Last trade down 8 1/4. March soybean meal opened at $3.41.30, down $5.70, last trade down $4.90. May soybean oil opened at $63.21, up 2, last trade down $0.71. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
It's a very interesting market yet again. The U.S. dollar, I don't know if it's made all-time lows. I'm a little bit on the delay system here, but it certainly is close to making new all-time lows again today after a one-day reprieve yesterday after the Fed infused $200 billion worth of liquidity into the marketplace. What are you making of the markets for the grains this morning?
Well, I'll tell you what, the fact that the government came out yesterday and basically indicated that they were going to shore up some of these mortgage problems that were going on kind of throws a kink in things. We're not quite sure just exactly what that's going to do for us. Is that going to give us more fund money to go into the grains, or is this going to shore up the mortgage business and allow some of that money to flow back into the mortgage business? A lot of money came out of that area going into commodities just to kind of, you know, get their stuff firmed up a little bit. So a big question there. I think right now the market is perceiving it as maybe some of this money is going to come out of the commodities and go back into that sector. So it remains to be seen. We also have Argentina. They're adjusting their duties or their taxing base for commodities right now, and it's going to be some kind of a sliding scale. So they've kind of terminated exports for a few days, and they'll be back out Monday, and we'll kind of have a little better feel for where that's going. But that could have some implications as far as raising taxes on stuff that's being exported out of that country. So a lot of things going on here, a lot of question marks. Obviously, wheat has been the leader in this market over, well, yesterday it was wild trade. And is it warranted? I don't know. You know, we're sitting here. I don't believe the soft red wheat market, which is Chicago, necessarily should be doing what it's doing, but it is. So, I mean, we've got some hedging from the hard red wheat country going on here. And conditions in that area out there are not very good. Quality concerns, is crop really going to materialize? It had a pretty tough winter on it, and some areas are not looking all that spiffy. So that kind of is something that we need to keep an eye on. And obviously overnight we've got enough negative news in the market that it's kind of taken a little setback.
Then very quickly, the calls for this morning.
Let's call corn down 3 to 5, soybeans down 8 to 10, and wheat flat.
Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, someone from that firm, joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at wiloag.org.